to School Rules, your daily dose of school struggles. I'm your co-host, Luke Burns.
Along with the other co-host, Liam Foley. Today, we are going to be discussing teachers and pointless school rules.
First up is difference in school rules. Some schools have different rules than others. Some pretty weird rules, and you might want to know if other schools have the same exact thing. Some schools have some pretty weird rules that might not apply to our school or other schools around you.
Upon reviewing the student code of conduct for Mansfield High School, we found out some quite interesting facts. One thing about the dress code is that according to the Mansfield Public Schools Student Code of Conduct, students cannot carry or wear coats inside the school.
I found that pretty interesting because it's pretty cold out and obviously you want to wear a coat. And we just want to know the reason why not. We think maybe they don't want students concealing anything, but it's just a coat and I feel like there's a lot worse things. We also found out about what a wallet chain is. Apparently that is also banned from Mansfield and probably many other schools. Though not as popular anymore. It was explained to us that they were very popular in the 90s for keeping your wallets chained to your belt. Though nowadays, not many kids wear jeans or belts, so it's pretty much irrelevant. So one big phenomenon you've probably all heard of is dueling. And it has swept schools across America, and it's a big problem with teachers not being able to shut it down because most kids do it in the bathroom. And as you also may have heard recently, the FDA has just outlawed a lot of convenience stores from actually selling the Juul pods, so a lot of kids have been in outrage about this. Now here's Foley to talk a little bit about dueling.
Thanks, Luke. So dueling has become a very popular phenomenon, as you said. It is also very dangerous as Juuls contain, and the pods in them contain, a lot of nicotine, and nicotine is very bad for developing brains of children and of teenagers. So it can have a very harmful and compounding effect. Now, the schools have tried in many ways to go against this popular new trend. This comes in the form of posters up around the school that advocate against duels, and as well as instituting mandatory suspension for anyone caught with one of the devices or using one. At Foxborough High School, that suspension, I believe, is 5 days for your first offense. So pretty strict offenses right off the bat, just to try to combat it right at first.
Dueling is obviously pretty much a big trouble, and a lot of teachers just kind of, you know, deal with it when they kind of know what students are doing when they go to the bathroom and when they congregate in there, but, you know, it's kind of hard to combat, and you even go in, like, the bathrooms now and you see posters on the wall about how bad dueling is for you. It's just kind of blown up all over now, and it's pretty, you know, maybe talk about or leave the discussion down there what you think about dueling in school and how teachers deal with it. Some nicknames we actually found is that people call it the devil's flash drive because it kind of looks like a flash drive. We found that on a website. I've never heard that until now, but that's actually pretty cool. A lot of kids also just do it in class. It's so easy to conceal. So it's a pretty big problem that's sweeping America. Maybe this new law will actually help stop it.
Now we're going to be discussing the dreaded gym class. A lot of kids don't like going to gym. They don't like being sweaty after and having to spend the rest of the day in misery. Gym class has become a, quote, class unfavorite, and there's fairly good reason for that. At our school here at Foxborough High School, there's a program that must be performed once every cycle called Fitness Focus. Fitness Focus is where the students spend the entire class period doing some sort of physical exercise and activity that is unrelated to sports and focused on just health and fitness.
No, we think it's pretty unfair that students, including varsity athletes and regular athletes, have to constantly participate in this every day, even if they have practice or a game that day. And we feel that the time given is not even enough to do anything helpful to our bodies, and that it really doesn't benefit us in any way at all. Even gym teachers, unnamed, agree with us when we ask them if they like the fitness focus rules. And he quote said that if it was up to him, he would not have fitness focus.
Another aspect of it that really grinds people's gears is that varsity athletes have to do it even on days that they have games. They have to go and they have to work out, even on game days, which I, myself, as well as Luke and many others, find completely absurd.
Another big issue we take is a rule that is about no eating in class. This rule varies from class to class, not really as much from school to school, as teachers have more of a say in this, except for the science room where you're really not allowed to eat at all. But some teachers really have no problem with eating in their class as long as you keep it to a quiet sound so it does not distract the rest of the class. And some teachers really do not like it at all, and we don't understand that. If you are doing your own thing in your corner and not bothering anyone else, there should be no reason that you shouldn't be able to eat. Most teenagers are hungry and throughout the whole day, as well as just most people in general. Shouldn't be really be a big problem with just eating during the morning classes.
And the problem, Luke, is that teenagers especially, as well as younger kids such as like in elementary school and middle school, have much faster and higher metabolisms than adults do. And as a result of this, they metabolize their food quicker and thus have to eat more and more often. So to only eat before school and during lunch and not be able to eat at any time else during that 7-hour window is really, really difficult for a lot of students. The result of this hunger also is that there is less productivity in the schools. It's really hard to focus when you're starving and you can't eat and you're frustrated by that. As a result, oftentimes students will have decreased performance in school that translates to their grades, as well as behavioral issues. And for something as small as just being able to eat a quick snack in class and not be a major disruptance or disturbance, there really, and I see no point in that.
I mean, what happened to elementary and early middle school when we had snack breaks in the morning? I mean, that was great. Just used to take 20 minutes out of the day to eat. And I think everyone enjoyed that, including the teachers. Now it's just like, you get nothing. It's kind of hard sometimes, obviously. But what do you think? Do you have any really strict teachers that don't allow you to eat? Because I certainly know a few. Another kind of crazy and pointless school rule, in my opinion, is not being able to dye your hair color. Now, imagine not being able to express yourself in the way you want. Now, a lot of kids don't really see the point of it, but a lot of people actually like to dye their hair. And to most schools, it doesn't seem to be a problem in our area. Even one of our teachers has her hair dyed, and I think that's really cool. But I guess down south, it is not big, and a lot of schools do not like that. It is outlawed in some schools, and you can get suspended for coming in with dyed hair because it is a distraction to other students. Now, I don't really agree with that because if it's a distraction to you, you should kind of just look away from it and ignore it. Kind of just like this whole shoulders problem that has been going around that many students argue with. And I mean, what do you think? Is this a big problem in your school? Have you ever had anyone suspended in your school for having weird hair colors? What do you think about this?
I'd also like to add in as well, there's many sports teams that have a tradition of dyeing their hair, such as here at Foxborough High School. The senior football players have a tradition where we all dye our hair before the season starts. So would that have to be outlawed as well? It's just kind of a very vague and sketchy rule as to what is respectable and what isn't. The problem also is, so if you do dye your hair and then you get suspended for having it dyed, do you then have to somehow not have it dyed? It takes at least 4 months for all the dye to come out after cutting it repeatedly and doing all the maintenance to get it out. So what's the protocol after you've already been suspended? Do you just keep getting suspended? Do you keep getting in trouble? Do you have to go and re-dye it? Because then it looks even worse, especially if you've dyed it a color that isn't supernatural, like a green or a blue or a purple. So there's just so many issues with it. And I believe that kids should just be allowed to express themselves in the way that they want to be expressed. And that's the way that I think that things should be done.
For this last segment here, we'll be talking about focusing more on teachers and the school rules themselves, and like how teachers interpret the school rules themselves. Also including some weird things you might see a teacher do on a daily basis that is just kind of weirding you out a little bit. One big policy that a lot of teachers take issue on is bathroom policy and when you should be allowed to go to the bathroom or not.
Now, this one is a very controversial policy among a lot of teachers, and part of it reflects back on the segment we talked about earlier with juuling, because they don't want all these kids that are supposed to be in their class congregating in the bathroom during class and doing things that they're not supposed to do. But at the same time, we're in school for 7 hours. And if I need to go to the bathroom, I need to go to the bathroom. I don't see the need for me to be interrogated or asked, you know, how bad do you need to go? Like, if I'm asking you if I need to go to the bathroom, I need to go to the bathroom. Like, I don't need to be asked about this. Some teachers have no issue with it at all. Some teachers say, you know, if you need to go to the bathroom, just get up, sign out, take the pass, leave, and just make sure you come back. And to me, I think that's the best policy, especially considering a lot of the seniors in the school are already 18 years old. They're already adults. They're legally allowed to serve in the military and vote. And having them have to ask for permission to go to the bathroom and to have to do all these silly things to make sure that they aren't doing the wrong thing when they're already 18 years old is kind of ridiculous to me.
I mean, some teachers, then, on the other hand, will not let you go to the bathroom at all, especially if it's after lunch, because they feel like you should have gone during lunch, which sometimes it is hard to go during lunch, because that's a busy time in the bathroom, and that's a time a lot of kids congregate in there, and you might not want to go during that time, which teachers might not understand. And then especially in the morning, when you have to go to the bathroom, and just teachers don't want you leaving their class, and a lot of teachers will ban after a certain amount of kids go.
And another thing about that, about using the bathroom during lunch, which reflects on another issue we talked about earlier about being able to eat in class. You only get about 25 minutes a day for lunch. So ideally, you'd want to use all that time to eat. The problem is, if you're not allowed to eat in your other classes, you might have a lot of food to eat and you might be really hungry. So if you have to go to the bathroom and eat all your lunch in only 25 minutes, it creates an issue. So that's one problem with it as well.
So now we're going to talk about some pretty weird things you might see your teacher do. I think a lot of people might experience this. Their teacher might just have a weird routine at the beginning of class, or sometimes just say odd things that you don't understand why they're saying it.
So this can range from weird catchphrases that they oftentimes use, or sometimes teachers will just randomly burst in a song, like in the middle of math class, and you're just like, what's going on? This is weird. Like, we're trying to take a quiz. Some teachers like will come in late and they'll bring in like coffee that they got from down in their department office, and they'll be they'll be eating in class, but we're not allowed to, and they're eating like granola with yogurt, and it's like super loud and distracting. And so there's a lot of weird different quirks about teachers. Sometimes it goes into like, you know, about strictness over students being tardy to class. I know that with our school, there's an issue with that because there's only one way in and one way out of the school, you know, into the parking lot and into the driveway. So oftentimes in the mornings, kids come real close to when the bell's ringing, and some teachers have absolutely no tolerance for being late, even if you're only a couple seconds late, and others don't care at all, and others don't even look at the pass that you get from the office if you are late. It's just a lot of weird quirks, and Luke's going to add on to that.
Yeah, you might see your teacher do something when they take attendance at the beginning of class, or something they might eat every day that you just kind of pick up on, and you know, there's a lot of different teachers that you kind of just have to pick up on the way they work their class, and maybe you can play to those strengths to kind of, you know, get on their good side. Some teachers don't like when you talk. Some teachers do like when you make jokes in class, and you kind of just have to learn what each teacher likes, and you know, even some teachers now just like to make constant jokes, and you kind of just got to go around and, you know, laugh at them maybe to get on their good side. But there's a lot of different weird teachers, and I mean, what do you think of some of your teachers? Do you think they kind of need to chill out, or do you like the way they kind of run their classes?
And as we conclude this podcast, we just want to thank all of our listeners for all the unwavering support, all the views and attention and accolades. I also want to thank my fellow co-host, Luke Burns, for all that he has done and for coming up with this podcast and helping me narrate it. We also want to thank our sponsors, Coca-Cola and Pepsi, who have collaborated to support this podcast and support what we're doing through financial means, as well as just keeping us hydrated and keeping us happy.
And tune in next week for a little bit more on dress code and busing issues in the school system. Thank you for listening in. This is Luke Burns
and Liam Foley on this episode of School Rules.